There is a Tibetan saying, when you're on the road long enough, you meet up with a dog. We've been talking about this karma of speech and the negative karma. And you see this happening with people that speak to people in a negative way. They talk down on people. They always mention people's negativities. They speak harshly towards people. In the beginning, maybe people think, oh, I've done something wrong. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe they feel uncomfortable. They feel uncertain about themselves. But after this happens two or three times, they start to see a pattern. And then they start to see, well, was it really me that was wrong? Or is it just this way, the way this person talks? And sometimes the person is right. Sometimes what they're doing is for a good reason. Maybe that they're talking like this because they think this is the best way to do it. And their purpose, their motivation is good. However, people feel uncomfortable. And after this has happened a few times, what happens? They start to distance themselves from these people. They don't feel comfortable around those people. Or else, very quickly, they talk back to those people. They get very agitated or aggressive or unhappy around those people. As soon as they open their mouths, they're already defensive. And then there's slander. Now, of course, how does slander help? It doesn't help. It helps nobody. It doesn't help the person, especially the person who is doing the slandering. It really doesn't help them. And inevitably, what happens is that people find out that people have said negative things about them, who have said negative things about people's activity. And the worst, really the worst, is to say negative things about people who are really wishing and doing their best to benefit other people and cause a wedge between other people and their possibility to meet up with this opportunity. For instance, to practice the Dharma, or to do generous things, or to help other people. There's a great opportunity for them to open their heart, to learn something, to grow wiser, to grow in love and kindness, to help somebody else, and somebody slanders this. And then the person doesn't know what to believe, and they get put off doing it, and they lose the opportunity, such a precious golden opportunity. And this is very, very negative, and it's very, very sad. And then over time, what happens? People don't want to spend time with this person. They don't want to be around this person. And this person starts to feel more and more lonely, more and more rejected. They become more and more suspicious of other people as well. And what often happens as well is that they really don't realize that they've done something wrong, that they've hurt other people. And they get lonelier and lonelier. And they still have this idea that they are doing it right. And as a result of this, they continue talking negatively about other people, slandering people, which just makes them even more and more lonely. The people that have felt hurt or have been hurt in the process, what happens? Some of them are unhappy. They dislike this person. They don't want to see this person. They don't want to be around this person. Other people, they don't harbor any negative feelings, but also they think, why should I engage so much energy if this is what it's going to be like? Why don't I rather engage my energy in doing other things? Maybe I can engage in it more positively, be in an environment that I find more pleasing, that I can work better with other people, that I feel valued in. And if we're talking about dogs, if you have even the nicest of dog, if you keep on beating it, abusing it, either it's going to become a nervous wreck and cower whenever it sees you, or the possibility is that it one day bites you back. Another dog, as unhappy as it is, or even if it barks at you all the time and wants to bite you, if you always treat it nicely, maybe give it some nice things, there's a good chance that dog is going to change and become your friend, or at least be happy to see you.